So I lie in my bed and I close my eyes and I attempt to divest my brain of the structure and formation and sense and direction of human words, because we concentrate when we speak and create words. We use the limited or large or small vocabulary we have, the pool of words we have to use to formulate meaning, which is limited by our education, our upbringing, our thirst for knowledge, or limited by our over-education, exuberance and arrogance and egotistical manipulation of words. They're weapons. They are fireworks. They are projectiles. They are many things, but in their pure, unadulterated essence, they are vehicles of truth, punctuation marks of the soul, and that requires commitment, focus, because words may not always be here. We may find other ways to communicate. They are clumsy, in many ways, a temporary vehicle for human expression. 26 characters, 26 symbols, an infinite opportunity for oppression, confusion, destruction on the one hand, emancipation, enlightenment, and progression of the human mind and spirit on the other. So I waste as many words as the next man, splutter them, swear them, grind them into the gutter of meaning with the heel of my tongue. I let them become a cloud, a fog, a mist. I let them become a weapon or a shield or a mask. Only occasionally do I hunker down and let them become luminous emissaries of truth. When I hear them used in such a way by another human being, my heart skips a beat and I fall in love with that person immediately, and I want them to carry on declaiming and using words in that way forever.